Következő műsor megtekintése 12 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
Why did this happen? And who the hell do we think we are to be standing here doing what we're doing? Secret Chiefs is really also, you know, an attempt to ask that question musically. What we should say is it's never really been a band. Like, it's always been musicians who are available, who I collaborate with all the time. First walking onto the ship was just, you know, like, wow, my God. And the sound system here is really, really, really good. And all the people who work here are unbelievably nice and really good at what they do. And, you know, it makes you wish that everywhere, you know, was like this. This is just not really like that. Oh, yeah. We felt very at home here. Because we do a wide range of musical styles. And actually, it's more that there are ideas behind the band that become isolated. So it's easier for me to isolate those ideas by calling them different bands. And since there are so many people involved, we can actually have a very broad palette, let's say. So I like to think of it like almost like cooking or something. It's you have seven small dishes rather than one big plate, like a stew or something. We try to keep things very sort of tidy and separated. So, you know, for us it's always it's exciting adventure because the musicians are constantly cycling in and out of the band just based on their availability, really. And now I'm arranging, for example, the Forms music, I'm arranging it based on who's playing in the band, not having a post and then trying to fill it with somebody. I'm sort of excited about the fact that our keyboardist, Matt Lebovsky, he's like a super genius maniac. So I can load him down with really, really difficult things and he can handle them. We don't really have permanent posts in the band, but Timba, who is our violinist, he's always there. I think increasingly Matt, our keyboardist, is always there. But, you know, things move around all the time. generally, like when I'm playing saz and doing this sort of folkloric sounding music, this one is called Ishrakiyun. There's a Turkish instrument, and then we have a guitar that's modified for non-Western tunings. And then when we do surf music, this one's called Ur. And then now we're touring with four songs by Forms. It's the first tour that we've ever done with Forms. And it's very complicated technically. That one's been a real challenge, but we're really, really happy to actually finally be doing it. I'm very selfish because when I'm writing, I just have a fantasy of what something should sound like, and then you know it's a matter of getting my friends and musician collaborators to finally make it sound that way. But when arranging, because I think really one of my I write, but I think my strength as a musician isn't playing or even writing necessarily. It's the arranging and the orchestration stuff. So orchestration, I definitely do with people in mind, because I know what their abilities are, and you know what their strengths are, And sometimes in an ensemble, you have to balance those kinds of things. That's really actually the key to the live Secret Chiefs band is the arrangements.
Thank you.
The first cassette tape I ever owned was Devo. Actually, my first two, I became a Devo fanatic. They were definitely my favorite band. And then I guess I listened to, like, I think it was Eddie Van Halen, probably. His guitar solos made me want to play guitar. You know, you're 12 years old, you think it's the coolest thing ever. And then something happened when I was like 14 or something. I started listening to like modern classical music, dissonant modern classical music, Stravinsky kind of stuff. Because my dad was listening to Mozart, but he was kind enough to expose me to Shostakovich. And from there, I started getting more interested in that type of music as a teenager. And then, of course, extreme sort of metal stuff. Slayer came along. And so this is my teenage years, is death metal and abstract classical music from 20th century.
Thank you.
It was really in high school, Trevor and Mike and myself, as we were learning music. I mean, Trevor and I had music classes together. We were lucky enough at our high school to have music theory classes. And we had an instructor who was very kind. He would spend his summers teaching us how to play jazz because he's a tenor sax player. And he was bored out of his mind living in this, in the town that we're living in. It was just, there's nothing happening. So he needed to teach people how to play changes so that he could practice his horn. We're really grateful to him because, you know, we learned how to read out of the fake book and how to play all the jazz standards when we were still like 15, 16 years old. That was really, really a good thing. So we kind of brought that into Mr. Bungle, I guess. Music education that was not like a highbrow music education, but it was, you know, we were always playing. We just came from Belgrade yesterday, and before that, Timișoara, and before that, Sofia. We've been touring Eastern Europe first. I would say we have probably 5 or 6 new songs, about 25 minutes worth of music that hasn't been played in Europe for sure. It's mostly new. I'd say half of the set is new stuff for the European audience.
Thank you.
We've done 3 records in between the last record in the trilogy. So this is the 2nd record in a trilogy, and that's what people are waiting for. We've been working on one for 7 years now. It's getting stupid, you know. It's sort of like Chinese Democracy, you know, this Axl Rose, the Guns N' Roses thing that just never happened. So I've decided to just not say when it's going to happen because, frankly, I don't know when it will be finished. We've made lots of other records in the meantime, but everybody's waiting for that record, so I just...
28 nap a végtelen óceánon.
A legsúlyosabb az volt, amikor az északkeleti passzából kijövett, belementem itt egy orkánba, egy olyan 55 csomós volt.
A világ leghíresebb földkörüli vitorlás versenyén.
Idegileg nagyon megviselt, borzalmasan frusztrált, fáradt állapotban voltam.
Egymásnak feszült a természet és az ember.
Mielőtt a családommal nem beszélek, nem döntök arról, hogy visszatérek, vagy sem.
Dokureflex. Nándi. Ma 21 órakor a Dunán.
Lássuk a mozgóképeket!
Pati, az.
Hősök, akik hittek a mozgókép diadalában.
Miért nem próbálkozik másfajta filmekkel? Olyan vidám jelenetekkel.
Mert az ostobaság.
De nem is gondolták, hogy ez a varázs életünk része lesz. Köszönjük nekik! Így Jiří Mencel varázslatos filmjét és Rudolf Ruzsinszky felejthetetlen alakítását is. Mesés férfiak Kurblival. Szerdán este a Dunán.
Csütörtökön az orosz romantika három nagyszerű alkotása hallható a Nemzeti Filharmonikusok által tolmácsolt Csajkovszki második és Rachmaninov második szimfóniája között Muszorszki az egy kiállítás képeit játssza a Concerto Budapest. Csütörtökön Műpárt Klasszik a Dunán.